Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 9th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to New Mexico, where the state wants to curb gun violence by getting firearms off the street. And while recent gun buyback events drew lots of attendees, some experts say they haven't been found to reduce gun violence.
The New Mexico State Police hosted events in three cities, offering participants gift cards worth $200 for handguns and $300 for long guns. Mark Anderson helped prepare a 2021 study by the National Bureau of Economic Research. He says it found no evidence that gun buyback programs reduce gun crime.
We tried to collect data on as many gun buyback programs as we could identify in cities that also have firearm-related crime data available. So it was the largest scale analysis of gun buyback programs in the United States.
Anderson believes other measures, such as safe storage ordinances that require firearms in the home be kept in a locked container or secured with a locking device, could be more effective than gun buybacks. I'm Roz Brown.
In September, New Mexico's governor declared gun violence a public health emergency after an 11-year-old boy was shot to death in Albuquerque while returning home from a basketball game. And from Yahoo News, Ivanka Trump was forced on Wednesday during her family's New York business fraud trial to explain an email exchange that could undo their entire defense. She was presented with an email conversation she had with one of the company's lawyers. The lawyer was worried for the purchase of the Doral Golf Club in Miami, which required Donald Trump to maintain a minimum net worth of $3 billion. The lawyer said this requirement would seem to be a problem. Ivanka replied, "That's something they have known from day one. We wanted to get a great rate." And as Congress drafts the next farm bill, the National Young Farmers Coalition is calling on lawmakers to tackle climate disruptions and racial equality.
Aaron Foster West with the coalition says in addition to the high cost of land, new farmers in Colorado and across the nation also find it difficult to access federal conservation funding. She says young farmers are ready to get to work.
Young farmers are already including conservation, climate mitigation, climate adaptation into their farms and their ranches. 83% of young farmers say that one of their farm's primary purpose is to engage in conservation.
In a 2022 survey of over 10,000 American farmers and ranchers, 88% of farmers under 40 attribute changes in weather patterns to climate change, and 73% say they have experienced at least one climate impact on their farm in the past year. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is Public News Service. More than 1 million North Carolinians, including college students, are grappling with food insecurity.
Recognizing the urgent need, schools like William Peace University have established on-campus food pantries to bridge the gap. A WPU Health Services Director, Jill Gattone, highlights the growing demand for food resources, which she says became evident during the peak of the pandemic and continues to increase.
We really saw a need in our student population, and we just felt like students shouldn't have to worry about classes, fitting in and having a community, and also having to worry about going hungry.
She says WPU's Pacer Pantry has served more than 500 students so far, providing them with shelf-stable foods and basic items. Shantia Hudson reporting.
In 2021, a hunger-free campus initiative was introduced, and 10 other states have passed bills to improve college students' access to food. Meantime, Nevada conservationists want to get a proposed Bureau of Land Management rule across the finish line.
The rule would put conservation efforts on par with other uses on public lands. Jen Gurecki with Coalition Snow in Reno says in 2022, Nevada's booming outdoor recreation sector contributed almost $5 billion to the state's economy. She adds the sector also accounts for more than 50,000 jobs, representing almost 4% of employment statewide. Gurecki says it's clear Nevadans support outdoor rec and want to see the state's public lands preserved.
You can't hunt if there's nothing to hunt. You can't fish if there's nothing to fish. No one's going to hike through ravaged forests. You have to preserve all of those areas for people to be able to recreate on them. Conservation goes hand in hand with strengthening the economy of Nevada.
Gurecki says conserving public lands through the proposed rule is not what she calls anti-business or anti-economy. She contends it's quite the opposite. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Finally, Suzanne Potter lets us know more than a dozen Medal of Honor recipients will be honored at halftime of the Cowboys-Giants NFL game this Sunday, that in honor of Veterans Day.
The Medal of Honor is our nation's highest award for valor in combat. Britt Slabinski is a National Medal of Honor recipient who serves on the board of the National Medal of Honor Museum Foundation.
The values of the Medal of Honor, citizenship and patriotism, commitment and integrity, courage and sacrifice, they offer us a very timely reminder of what unites us as a country. And it comes at a time when it has never been of a greater need to unify us.
The National Medal of Honor Museum is currently under construction in Arlington, Texas, and will be finished in the spring of 2025. The museum's Leadership Institute is already up and running and has been named to honor philanthropist and businessman Ken Griffin.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member listener supported. Here's some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.